Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Well, a lot on the calendar, not a whole heck of a lot going on here. It's Burns Night in Moscow tonight, if you're listening on, and I think that you can still probably get some tickets for it. It's a potluck, though. You got to pay a little bit of admission that helps defray the cost of the building and sound and things like that. And then you got to bring something. It's really a pretty good little potluck. A lot of cool people show up. They make kind of Scottish-oriented dishes, and sometimes there's some deer meat and some elk meat, and boy, somebody made some Scotch eggs last year. Oh my gosh, there's always haggis, and of course the ingredients for that need to be paid for. It's not a very high admission, and before that, I think for extra admission, there's a Scotch tasting of some sort. Anyway, there's a website, Moscow Burns Night, and so check that out, and they'll let you know if there's some times left. Alrighty. Okay, and not too much else going on that I can see in the future at all. Until we get to February the 6th, Ronnie Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem going to be at the Jones Theater there on the WSU campus. Tickets available at 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT. We're going to hear from Daisy Mayhem in just a second here. You just hang on, and that's what that's all about. So just hold your horses till we get this calendar squared away. Alrighty? And there's a second Saturday sing-along. Now, that's going to be on Valentine's Day, it looks like, the 14th of February, second Saturday sing-along. You can take your sweetie to sing along, and she'll hear how off-key you really are. And if you're trying to impress her, that's probably not the way to do it, but then on the other hand, she may be just as off-key, so the two of you can find some amazing harmonies together. Second Saturday sing-along in Richland at the Round Table Pizza place there on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. And really, there isn't too much else going on. There are second Saturday dances also on Valentine's Day, and those will be happening in Moscow. Those will be happening in Yakima and at the Barrett, on the Barrett Road there in the Columbia, mid-Columbia area, the Mount Hood area. All those second Saturday dances, Bellingham, Port Angeles, all have second Saturday dances. And so it looks like they may be having them on Valentine's Day, if that's how the whole format goes. Maybe they'll just abandon everything. Who knows? Some advance notices here that you might want to be thinking about. There is a concert on March the 13th in Spokane at the East Spokane Grange, and I will be playing at that concert. I'm only telling you so that you can, you know, those of you in the, it's out in the Spokane Valley area, put it on your calendars because we need some folks there, and it's all about singing. It's all about singing along, and it's all about learning about songs, and it's always a fun, fun evening. And then, of course, right after that, the next day, Potato Head, the Irish band from the Palouse area, is doing a dance up there in Spokane on March the 14th. And Renaissance Fair comes up in May. The Tumbleweed Festival applications will be out sometime in the early part of April, late part of March. So there's all kinds of cool stuff going on. You just hold your horses because it's all coming around again. It's as circular as it comes. And the Yakima Folklife Festival is going to be in full swing this year. And, of course, the Rendezvous at the Park, and eventually the Tumbleweed Festival, and the whole thing culminates in the Spokane Folklore Society Festival. Well, 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 Daisy Mayhem. Ronnie Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem. This is from their last album called Traveling Shoes is the name of this song.
Yeah. death walked up into my mama's door. He said, come on, mama, aren't you ready to go? And my mama stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done, done, my duty, I got all my traveling shoes. You know that death walked up into my sister's door. He said, come on, sister, aren't you ready to go? And my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, I done my duty, I got on my traveling shoes. Neighbor's door. He said, come on, neighbor, aren't you ready to go? And then my neighbor stooped down, buckled up his shoes, and he moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then he shout, hallelujah, I done my into my front door. He said, come on, aren't you ready to go? And I stooped down, buckled up my shoes, and I moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then I shout, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Done.
Bonjour, everybody. How y'all doing? All right, well, this is a great treat and a great honor to be up here. Please welcome, on the accordion, Mr. Jimmy Bro and Friends.
Thank you. Finland is something called the Mermental Walls.
Oh, gave us the title of the song, but we're not going to play that. We're not going to play that because I don't want to. And I thought that track was good. Anyway, Jimmy Bro and friends. Jimmy Bro is the accordion player for Beau Soleil. In fact, David Doucette and Michael Doucette are on this album. But there are a bunch of other friends of theirs doing a bunch of Cajun tunes. That was Alonzo Lafayette. And before that, a couple of cuts from Daisy Mayhem, Ronnie Arbonne, Daisy Mayhem, Red Rockin' Chair and Travelin' Shoes. Roots music turning all kinds of different ways. And they're going to be at the Jones Theater, Daisy Mayhem and Ronnie Arbonne. And they're going to be at the Jones Theater on the WSU campus, sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts. And let's see. Let me take a look at this. You can get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. If you're near a Tickets West outlet, you can go to it if you know it's open and do the whole thing by hand, do the whole thing manually, and you don't have to pay all those service charges. And there'll probably be tickets at the door as well for Daisy Mayhem and Ronnie Arbonne. And if I were you, I would go see it. There's all kinds of good music there, all kinds of different musics there that you would love to see, those of you who are into all kinds of different musics, okay? Another instrumentalist, this kind of a reggae feel. This is Dan Balmer, and it's like I say, this particular tune has kind of a reggae feel to it, and it sounds like this.
That Playboy special. Hello, girl. Some girl, I didn't know she was married.
Indeed. Jimmy Bro and friends. Jamie Burb, I believe, on the lead vocals. On the had a nice sound. She didn't know I was married. Which would be what? Elle savait pas, je something married. my French. All right, we have to take a little bit of a break. We have a half hour's worth of music left to go. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're going to be right back for lots more. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on now.
There's a first time for everything, right? You weren't born knowing how to turn on a radio or click a computer mouse, but every day they open up your world. It's the same with classical music. Whether you've loved it forever or you're a first-timer, it'll open up your world every weekday from 9 till 4 on Northwest Public Radio.
Mostly cloudy today with some areas of fog and a chance of rain. Highs will be about 52 degrees. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy, still some fog, lows in the upper 30s, highs tomorrow all the way to the mid-50s. Next week should be mostly cloudy with a gradually increasing chance of rain. Highs will be mostly in the 40s.
She's on the sparrow that flies from the fire. His eye is on the feral bird caught in barbed wire. His eye is on the sparrow hawk high over land, with his eye on the sparrow that flies from my hand. I built a shelter from a helicopter rotor hung with parachute cloth drawn tight by the slack. The baby sleeps on a dusty car seat that I pulled from an overturned Jeep, dragged all the way back. And I built a cart from the hood of a transport truck, bolted to a trailer tongue and helicopter wheels. I don't have to go far to find the ruins of cars, tanks, trucks, machines I deconstruct if I find just the right tools. And the bolts yield. His eyes on the sparrow that flies from the fire. His eyes on the feral bird caught in barbed wire. His eyes on the sparrow hawk high over land, with his eye on the sparrow that flies from my hand. Look at all these parts, all the things I collected from these wrecks, perfectly designed for something, but it wasn't this rough homestead, pieces of a puzzle, house of cards, game that it ever was. And look at all these guns, everywhere I find guns and guns. I stack them like firewood, I drive the long barrel ones into the ground for a picket fence. They have a sort of beauty now that makes no sense. Nothing to shoot. His eye is on the sparrow that flies from the fire. His eye is on the feral bird caught in barbed wire. His eye is on the sparrow hawk high over land, with his eye on the sparrow that flies from my.
From my hand.
babysits in the circle of a tank track, cradling a pistol, scooping sand into its muzzle with her tiny, perfect hands at the perfect, unmapped center of her world.
That's really powerful stuff. The tune, the song was called Unmapped from the album Weather. And that's Annie Gallop. Annie Gallop, who sort of is the bridge between the recitative poet and the singer-songwriter. And sometimes she sings and sometimes she speaks. Oftentimes she recites entire selections. Other times she'll have, you know, the recitation part and then a chorus, that kind of thing. She's been around for a long, long, long time. She used to live up there on Bainbridge Island. Then she moved into the, I think she went to the Carolinas for a while, and now I believe she's in California, Annie Gallop. A lot of albums out on Waterbrug Records, and before that she was on Prime CD. If you can locate Annie Gallop material, you should pick it up. She is one of my heroes in terms of the subject matter and the content and how she puts it all together, Annie Gallop. And this is a real interesting departure from some of the stuff. Some of the stuff she does is has almost a pop feel to it, except it has these wonderful, wonderful lyrics that are definitely not pop. And then there's this thing that she just did, this Weather thing with a sort of a chamber orchestra kind of a thing going on. And then there's an album after this one that has kind of reverts back to what Annie Gallop is all about, the sort of poetry thing. Love Annie Gallop's material. Haven't actually seen her in a long, long, long time. I got a chance to open for her in the Tri-Cities many, many years ago. It was not a very good package, actually, because she's so poetic and so sort of stream of conscious and kind of ethereal. And I was Dan Marr. Didn't quite work. Alrighty. Speaking of ethereal, Pam and Phil Boulding, the Magical Strings, and that whole family have been around for a long time. And I remember their first album came out on cassette, and it was called The Glass Horse. Had a lot of traditional stuff, and then The Glass Horse was something that they composed. And as the Magical Strings career with the whole family, the twins and Brittany and Morgan and all those folks with all of their various Celtic-y type names, and went through its phases and changes and styles and all the different instrumentation with the whole Magical Strings family, They evolved into folks who could compose some of the most amazing instrumental suites and instrumental selections that depicted how they felt about the Celtic lands and those myths and legends around the Celtic lands, the Magical Strings. But their first album, The Glass Horse, we're going to play The Glass Horse now. And this is actually from their album, The Best of the Magical Strings. And it's really, really, really good stuff, The Magical Strings. Are we ready here? This is fun. The Glass Horse is what it's called. It goes like this. Thank you. The Glass Horse. The Magical Strings. Pam and Phil Boulding. Pam Boulding, I believe, was the hammer dulcimer player on that. That goes way, 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 way back. The Glass Horse also appears on the album On the Burn by the Magical Strings, which was a CD reissue, and it has the Glass Horse from that cassette album, because the Glass Horse was originally as an album put out on cassette, and when they got into the whole CD thing, they didn't put the whole Glass Horse album on, because they put different cuts from it on the Burn album. There we go. Magical Strings, they haven't been out in this. They hang out, they do the Tri-Cities sometimes, and they'll do Spokane, but they haven't played the Palouse in a lot of years. They live in Olalla, Washington there. Right across, you take the Vashon Ferry, and there they are when you get off at Port Orchard. That's where the Magical Strings are. Up there on Unicorn Hill is where they are. All righty. Well, don't you be forgetting, if you want to get your Daisy Mayhem tickets, you get them at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT at the Jones Theater there in the Daggy Hall. Sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts. Un Jung Shin doing the playlists today. And it's been kind of a long day trying to get the Daisy Mayhem thing squared away. I want to thank Jesse Jacobs for that, and Kelsey and Brett and all the folks who worked on this particular show. And it's looking good. It's looking good. If you want to email me, email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. Heidi's in the background. She's going to start talking about the highways and the freeways and things. And there you go, right there, you see. And she's going to maybe Bob Webb and Heidi Muller might be at the Moscow Renaissance Fair on that weekend of May the 2nd and 3rd. So that might be worth checking out. A lot of good stuff happens at the Moscow Renaissance Fair. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're listening to it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. We'll see you around the bend now. Bye.